So there's a podcast that does this segment called Normal or Nah. I thought it was kind of funny. So people kind of submit things that they do that they think are normal. And then, you know, it's up for discussion as to, maybe that isn't so normal. Maybe that's more unique to you. So, for example, like one of them, sleeping like you're in a cocoon.
Sleeping like you're in a cocoon?
Head covered, blankets wrapped around like a sleeping bag, face covered except for your nose and mouth.
Okay, I would probably say that got a lot of gnaws. No, I will sleep with the covers like over my nose, but it's not like I would say cocoon-like.
So my wife and I are typically on different spectrums of the like the covers. She likes the room really cold. Now, I can always put hoodie and stuff on. But I would say, yeah, I think I'm kind of in between. I do kind of sleep like I'm in a cocoon. My head
really?
My head isn't covered, though. Like, I can't sleep with my head covered.
Okay, well, that kind of makes it the cocoon, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess. All right, so I guess I'm not. I guess I'm not. All right, here's another one. Washing my toothbrush before I use it.
Washing the toothbrush? Like, with what?
I guess water.
All right, well, I've seen some people, like, just wet it down. But if you're, like, using some sort of cleanser, that's weird.
Yeah, the whole washing part makes me question.
Yeah, we need to define washing.
That, because I would say nah. But, I mean, what about the very first time you use it?
Oh, I think, do we not assume that it's super clean, ready to go?
I mean, we assume it.
I don't know if I've ever tried to clean it other than wetting it down.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do wet it before I put the, I mean, the proper order is, you wet the toothbrush, you put the toothpaste on, then you wet it again, then you brush your teeth.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the order that is accepted by society. So if,
now,
if it's anything
unless you're dry
that,
brushing,
then,
I've heard a lot of dentists say dry brushing is good.
Yeah, my dad's a dentist. I mean, well, my dad said literally you don't need toothpaste per se to brush your teeth.
You don't need toothpaste? Really?
Yeah, I mean, just if you brush your teeth, I mean, the motion of the brush on your teeth, that's the good part.
Oh, I mostly say you don't need water, you just need toothpaste.
No, mostly the toothpaste is there just to, like, make your breath smell good.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, normal or nah? Enjoying the smell of your partner's farts.
Oh, wow. See, I would say your own before your partner's. Because isn't it something like you can handle your own stench a little bit better than anybody else's?
All of it. This person said, every time my partner farts, I swear I breathe in deeper just to get him inside of me.
Wow, that's love. That is a deep level of love.
Oh my gosh, that is funny. I would say if you asked any member of my family that, they'd say, nah. No, not normal. Now, I can appreciate... the smell of someone else's. I mean, like...
You can appreciate it?
Yeah. And now I'm not saying like a stranger's. That's weird. But,
okay.
But maybe a family member and be like, ah, well done.
So you can marinate in it a little bit?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
fine?
I can appreciate the smell. Like one of my, you know, daughters does something like that. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Oh, you're proud of her.
I'm like, yeah, that's well done. You know, because one... they obviously feel comfortable enough wherever we are to be able to do that sort of thing. So that's
okay.
Good. Yeah.
And you know, they probably feel better. Here's the thing. In our house, it's more like belches. I'm usually marveling because every single member of my family, except for me, can create the most amazing earth shattering come from the tip of your toenails belches. And I've never been able to do that. And I'm always kind of fascinated that they have the ability.
Well, maybe you can change your diet and maybe join
them next
time.
No, I'm not setting it as a goal.
All right, we don't have to do many more. I just want to get to one more. Do you sit down? I sit down in the shower to relax.
No. I mean, I know there's a lot of, and we have a shower seat, but we've never actually, I don't think, sat down on it. It just mostly used to hold stuff and put my leg up when I'm shaving.
Yeah, outside of a hotel, I've never had a bathroom that had a shower with a seat in the actual shower.
I mean, it feels luxurious when you do, but I don't think I've ever actually used it as a seat.
So if I'm sitting down in the shower, I'm not going to lie and say I've never done that. You know, after a night of drinking and you wake up way too early and you're like,
You just got to take a minute. Standing is just too much at that point.
Yeah. You just kind of sit down and let the water just kind of flow on you. Yeah,
I've been there, but that's not a regular occurrence.
No,
like normally you're in there, you're getting things done, you're getting out.
All right, so there you go. There's a few normal or nah. Maybe we'll revisit it some other time on 99.7 DJX.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, well, Mary set us up. My husband and I have cell phone plans from two different companies, so I've been talking to him about switching to a shared family plan from the same provider to save us some money.
Okay.
For some reason, though, my husband, Brian, hates the idea. He likes his plan in his company, and he doesn't adapt to change very well.
That right?
Hope you can have a little fun with one of your hilarious phone taps.
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper works for the cell phone company and needs to talk to Brian about a new plan his wife signed them up for.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi there, good morning. May I speak with Brian or Mary, please?
Yes, it's Brian.
Hi, Brian. Robert Hassenpepper, Cellular Service. I'm just getting back with you on the info on the shared family cell phone plan you requested.
Oh, yeah, that must have been my wife. She wants to switch our plan. I don't really know anything about it, and she's not here right now, so...
Oh, that's fine. I think we've got everything squared away. I just need to go over what you're getting with this new plan. It'll only take a minute.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it looks like you're going with one of our most popular sharing plans. It's the Share It All plan. Only $150 per month for the both of you, and that includes your two smartphones, 700 shared voice minutes per month, plus 6 gigs of data to share, and unlimited texting.
Okay, yeah, just a minute. I understand sharing a certain number of voice minutes and data, but how can you share unlimited texting?
Oh, it's shared texting, you see. Since both of you are on the Share It All plan, everyone on the plan shares the same texting inbox.
Wait, so I can see my wife's text and she can see mine?
Well, sure. Yeah, it's a family plan. You have two phones, but you're sharing one line.
But if someone texts something to my number, then why would it deliver to her phone?
Well, again, sir, this is a sharing plan. Most couples love this. When either of you sends or receives a text, it shows up in both phones, and the phone line is shared, so only one of you can talk at a time, though you could technically be on the same call together.
Hold on. This is like one of those party lines that people used to have in their homes?
Well, sort of, but you're not sharing the line with neighbors or strangers. You're sharing it with your wife. It's the Share It All plan. I don't see what the problem is.
Look, I don't think my wife fully understands what we're getting here. We need to put this on hold right now until I can talk to her. We don't need to be reading each other's texts and stuff.
Why is that? Do you have something to hide?
Excuse me?
Well, obviously there's something you're trying to hide from your wife. Maybe something deeper here than a phone plan. She chose the Share It All plan, so she clearly doesn't mind sharing with you. Why don't you want to share it all with our Share It All plan?
Can you stop saying Share It All plan? This should have been called the Overshare plan. It's crazy. Who wants to share a phone line and text? It's not because I've got something to hide from my wife. And really, it's none of your business anyway. You are extremely out of line, buddy, pal.
My name's Robert.
What?
Well, it's Robert, not pal.
All right, listen, I've heard enough of this. We are not interested. No plan is worth it.
Oh, did I mention that each phone comes preloaded with an app to listen to 99.7 DJX Radio?
What a bonus.
What?
This isn't the cellular company, Brian. It's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay here at 99.7 DJX. And Mary set you up for a little phone tap today.
Wait, Mary? Mary did what? I'm on the radio?
Yeah.
Hi there.
You can keep your own line.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Fine.
Yes, and your secrets from your wife. It's fine. Thanks for being a good sport. There you go. That is your phone tap.
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine sharing everything?
Like,
how annoying would that be?
That's the first thing that came to my head.
It's annoying.
I'm thinking about all the nonsensical texts I send, and she would get them all.
Could you even imagine?
Just
my husband conducts business on the. He's a realtor. Could you imagine the realtor saying, "Hey, I'm sending over an offer," and I'm all like, "All right, great, we're excited about that." I mean,
Miranda says, "My bestie sends 200 videos a day. My husband would absolutely die."
That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, setting the bar time.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this is more of a situation we don't hope you don't find yourself in. It kind of unlocks a new fear in my brain. Brain being the operative word. It has shock, gross factor to it, but wow.
Okay.
Ready? If you can manage to make it through the day without eating edible grasses, then you're doing okay. You're like, Ben, what does that have to do with anything? What? That's not shocking gross.
That sounds healthy. People make smoothies out of that.
Yeah, edible grasses. Yeah. That sounds very innocuous. It sounds like it's nothing that's going to harm us. It's going to be fine.
Although it can harm you, right?
So, because this woman had consumed edible grasses, this woman in Australia...
Crikey
is right. She started experiencing things like headaches, memory loss, things like that.
Oh, that's not good.
Went into the doctor. Did a little CAT scan, was like,
Let's take a little look-see. See if we can find the problem. Did we find a problem?
Here is the doctor, the surgeon, if you will. Surgeon Hari Bondi explaining.
I dissected around the abnormal area that you could see on the scan.
Yeah, I mean, they were like, we probably need to go in and do a little, like...
A little exploratory surgery?
Yeah, yeah, of your brain to figure out what's happening here.
I thought, gosh, that feels funny. You couldn't see anything more abnormal. And then I was able to really feel something separate. I took my tweezers.
Okay, get ready.
Oh. We took our tweezers. What do we need our tweezers for?
Or my tumor holding forceps, and I pulled it out and I thought, gosh.
Gosh.
When the surgeon pulls it out and says, gosh.
Gosh.
Gosh. What is that?
What is that? What is in the brain? What'd she pull out of a brain?
When the surgeon is like,
gosh, what is that?
You know something's happening.
Oh, that is not something they say a lot.
It's moving. Take it out of my hands.
It's moving. Take it out of my hands.
What is moving?
Yeah.
Thank goodness. And it's gone away to the scientists to find out what it was. So we immediately called the infectious diseases doctors and asked, what should we do next? It was definitely not what we were expecting. Everyone was shocked. And the worm that we found.
There it is. There
a brain
it is.
Worm. We found a brain worm.
It was a round worm living in someone's brain thanks to them eating edible grasses.
Oh my God.
This has unlocked a brand new fear in my body.
Oh, remind me not to eat grass. I mean, I haven't had it before.
Remind me never to eat grass.
But if I ever get the idea that, hey, my grass looks tasty, I think I'm going to try eating that.
But listen to this. Listen to this. Once the worm was removed, her symptoms of forgetfulness, headaches, even depression that she was experiencing improved immediately.
Oh, that's great. That's great because she no longer had a worm living in her brain.
However, she will still need to be monitored as the... Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. No, no, no. It
eggs can survive in the body for several years.
No.
You know what I have to say about that?
Gosh. What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there like... Listen. Is there some sort of... Oh, like how about ivermectin, right? That's a dewormer, right? Do we just put her on that as safekeeping just to kind of kill off the
I'm
rest
sure.
of the family if there's one a-brewing?
I'm sure that they have her on some stuff. And
Let's give her some meds.
But when the surgeon says,
gosh, what is that?
Yeah, you know you're in for something. So again...
Listen, and you know, the brain itself already kind of looks like mashed up like worms, right? One big like... fat worm.
Sure.
That's the way it kind of looks a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I wasn't really considering it a worm, but okay.
Well, there you go.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without eating edible grasses, then you're doing okay.
No.
That is your Setting the Bar story and Science Corner all wrapped into one.
Oh, that was a lot.
Hey, good morning. It's 99.7 EJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, with an opportunity for you right now to win $2,000.
I mean, that's what's happening every single day. We're getting a winner every day.
Yep, every single day this week, someone's going to win $2,000 as part of the 99.7 Days of Summer, powered by Interstate Batteries.
Don't ask how we got the money. Don't ask. Just enjoy
it. Hey, I tell you what.
We're good for it.
Listen. We're going to let you give away 10 grand this week. And someday.
You're going to pay us back.
Yeah, there'll be a favor that we ask of you.
I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back.
We're assuming that were the closed door meetings.
It was a nice man in the alley.
Yeah.
We made a deal with. It's going to be great.
Yeah, we're good. Anyways, all you have to do is enter the word lab.
Lab, L-A-B. Enter that at WDJX.com. There you go. You got a chance.
There it is. We're going to give you another word. In the 9 o'clock hour.
And at noon, and at 3, and at 5 p.m.
Yep. 99.7 Days of Summer. Lab is your key to victory here on 99.7 EJX. All right. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. Finding everlasting love difficult. That's why we scour the internet looking for those people who need the second chance at that first impression. And when you do find it, what do? You go to your basement. You type up a little something.
You send it out into the internet, we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first, and I'll be honest, out the gate, this has a gross factor to it, so...
Let's get this one out of the way.
Use discretion.
Okay.
It's a man for a woman. Title, this is not a joke, I want to help you, man for woman. Starts off fine.
Okay.
This is not a joke. I'm being serious. Even if you take this as weird, I saw you pushing your cart through the Targets last Saturday when the biggest, loudest, and most guttural sneeze came out of your tiny body.
Oh, no.
So hot.
Mm-hmm.
I said, bless you.
Oh, that's sweet.
And you said you were sorry and thanked me. Don't ever apologize for that, because before we passed one another, I saw you wipe your face and the cutest, most golden booger was clinging to the side of your cheek like a climber scaling the mountain that is your face.
No! Give her a tissue! Oh, my gosh. Oh, she needs to carry some tissues in her purse.
Poor girl. I know this is gonna sound weird.
'Cause it is.
And I'm finally at peace with who I am.
Stop right there. Don't say it. Don't say it.
You see?
No. Uh-uh.
I'm a booger eater.
Oh, I told you not to say it!
I eat mine, and I would like to try yours.
Stop it!
I know this seems like it's a joke, but it's not.
It should be.
I would
stop it.
Love to meet back up with you because you're so cute, and I want to help.
No.
Can you help me?
No. No, she cannot.
If you're curious.
No, not.
But on the fence.
No.
I have money and could pay you.
We're not. Oh, God. We're not on the fence about this.
Hit me up.
No, not going to happen. No. No. Run.
Like I said.
No.
Like
also,
I said.
Never go back to that Target again, just in case.
This has a gross factor to it.
That it was all over the top.
All right.
Craigslist Missed Connection. It's at this time, I'll say that we don't have to share all of them that we find. Okay.
Surprisingly, we don't.
Can we instill that new rule?
Okay.
Here we go. Your hotness almost killed me. Woman for man.
Oh.
It was raining. Oh. I'm out for a walk and had just gotten off the phone with my mom. Mm. Made plans to grab some dinner the next evening. I'm smiling like a kid with a bowl full of applesauce.
All right.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I'm crossing the street. I'm thinking, what a lovely day. When I look up to see your crappy Corolla come to a screeching halt maybe 3 inches from my being.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a close call. You visibly have a heart attack.
Oh, I can understand.
I kick your car because I've always wanted to. And you drive off.
Oh, gosh.
My heart rate is completely even.
Uh-huh.
I continue walking, and about a half block later, I realize... Holy cow! That hot guy almost splattered my uninsured body all over the road! I'm too young to die!
No.
and I can't believe how hot you were.
Oh, no.
Come back. I want to recreate that moment again, but this time, after slamming on your brakes, I scream and fall ever so gracefully on the ground. You jump out of your car, in an effort to save my life, start giving me mouth-to-mouth. Which, of course, turns into us passionately making out on the ground, in the rain, in the middle of the street, in front of your running car.
Wow, she storyboarded that whole thing.
She sure did, real quickly. Played out like a movie, didn't it? You'll be so amazed that you saved me, that you'll ask if there's anything else you can do, to which I'll say yes, and wink. You understand, and give me a ride back to my place, where you will continue to examine my body for injuries. Just to be thorough.
Yeah, thorough.
But this didn't happen because you drove off.
Oh, no.
So please, if you're the hot guy who almost hit and killed me with your hotness, tell me the color of your beater so I know it's you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she just wants a set. You know what? That didn't play out the way she wanted it.
No, and she didn't even realize what had happened until a half a block later. And then she's like, hang on a second. That dude that almost hit and struck me was way hot.
I just kicked his car, and now he thinks, that's not good.
Oh.
What could have been? That would have been an amazing movie scene, right?
Right.
I mean, imagine the story. You know what? This reminds me of The Wedding Planner, the scene where Matthew McConaughey saves J-Lo from, like, the trash dumpster that's rolling towards her, and he, like, dashes, and they end up rolling around on the street together. That's what it reminds me of. It could have been that. Could have been.
But instead, it's Craigslist Missed Connections.
Tragic.
Every week it's tragic. On 99.7 DJX. Time for our stupid fact of the day. This is where we take random things we find on the internet. We bring them to you as fact. Here's your fact. Before toilet paper was invented. You want to take a random guess as to what was used?
I can't even. Before there was toilet paper? So when was toilet paper invented?
No clue.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't be Kleenexes. Wouldn't be coffee filters.
I'll give you a hint. Corn cobs.
Stop it right now!
They'd also use periodicals like the Farmer's Almanac.
What?
Which was designed with a hole so it could be hung in outhouses.
Are you kidding me right now?
Reading material and
functional?
Useful. Yes.
Once you read it, rip it off and use it. What?
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Oh, no.
Corn cobs, Farmer's Almanac.
And it's you know how we should be viewing this? Thanking the good Lord.
Well,
we live in a time where we didn't have to use corn cobs.
But if that's all you had, you're like, all right, well, let's get in there.
But the Lord knew.
Let's get in there and root.
That you and I needed to live in a time. Toilet paper, and not just any toilet, I'm not even going to say just any toilet paper, can't even handle the single ply, because that's practically like using...
Well, I don't want to get into the whole single ply versus double ply.
Cushy, quilted,
I mean, I get that.
100%.
That's almost too cushy for me.
That's the life I'm living.
Like, I want to make sure that I know it's actually doing something.
I wouldn't survive a corn cob life. I wouldn't.
Okay.
The Lord knew that.
All right. So, again, that's your stupid fact of the day. Before toilet paper was invented, Americans used corn cobs.
And that is your gratitude moment for the day.
That is gratitude,
gratitude
too.
Moment. Let's go ahead, go to the grocery store, go to the toilet paper aisle, and just thank it. Thank it for being invented.
Okay. All right. There you go. Don't say you never learned anything on this show.
Okay.
99.7 JX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I can promise you that you've never been asked this question on group therapy.
Okay.
I think I'm the only person in the world with this problem, but I always hear Ben say, if you have a problem, someone else listening has had it too, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Okay.
I'm 28 years old, and my best friend is a guy. I'm a woman. He's 29. He has never, quote, made any sandwiches whatsoever.
All right. That's our little code word.
Code word. You know what we mean. Not any kind of loving at all. No, he's not gay. He's just socially awkward, shy and funny, and girls just don't know how to take him. And honestly, he doesn't know how to take girls either.
Okay.
We get along great. We've known each other since high school. And like I said, we're best friends. We share everything. And I feel so bad for him that he thinks that the sex is such a huge deal, especially now that he's 29 and never had any experience. He's dated two girls in his life seriously enough to have done it, but they never did.
Okay.
So here's my crazy idea. I was thinking about making the sandwiches with him myself just to help him get over this whole this is such a huge deal thing.
Oh, wow.
I brought it up to him and he was like, you're kidding. But now he's considering it.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want it to get weird between us. I don't think it will because we already don't feel weird changing around each other or looking like death around each other. I just think it will help him get past whatever it is in his head about this.
Okay.
And no, I'm not secretly in love with him, if you guys are thinking that. I just want to help him. Should we do it, you know, like once, bunch of times, not at all? I told you, you've never heard this before. Thank you.
Wow.
Chastity.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Hey, you know what? I am just thinking, why didn't I have a friend like that in high school or growing up? I mean, come on. I was always the friend with or around other people. It was always the friend. Oh, he's such a good friend.
Oh.
Never the boyfriend, but always such a good friend.
Oh,
anyways, I think it's great that he brought up the I don't want things to get weird between us.
Yeah, well, I think she understands that once you cross that line, it can change the friendship.
Isn't there, I'm thinking of a movie. Isn't there a movie where something similar like this happened?
Was it called Just Friends?
Was it Just Friends?
Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake?
Maybe I'm thinking that.
But they fell for each other. They end up falling in love.
Yeah, I feel like Chastity she says that she's not secretly in love with him, and maybe love isn't the thing, but, you know, they've been friends for so long. Maybe there is something there.
Maybe she's been curious.
Yeah, maybe she's been curious. Maybe there's been something there, and maybe if they cross this line, then who knows? Maybe they'll actually get into a relationship. Because here's the thing. Once you cross that line, what's preventing you from doing it again?
Well, that's what she was asking.
Right.
She's like, listen, once, a bunch of times, what's the rules here?
It's like a potato chip. You're not going to be able to eat just one potato chip.
Like a potato chip. You're right. I don't think I've ever eaten just one potato chip.
Right. You do it once, you guys are going to be sitting around one afternoon going, well, you want to do it again?
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, it's like that's...
The text line is lighting up with Chris. I want to be Chastity's best friend. Corey, give him the practice. Ray, like Nike says, just do it.
Okay, do we notice something? They're all men.
They're all men.
Yep. Now, there's all the women on our text line are saying kind of the opposite. Absolutely not. Red, like, don't do it. Don't cross that line.
Favorite Brad is like, not all heroes wear capes. Brad says some heroes don't wear anything at all.
Yeah, Sandy said the same thing. Some heroes wear nothing at all.
Lisa's like, my best friend is a guy. No, 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 no. Not a good idea.
I wonder if Lisa has done that.
Sounds like with all the no's, there could be some experience.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder if she's got a story to tell, Lisa, if that Maybe. Is your real name. All right, so we'd love to hear your take on it because there's a lot of yes and no. You can always comment on Facebook. Do we have it up there yet?
Yes. Jacqueline says that movie, by the way, Friends with Benefits.
Mm.
They had an arrangement just to make the sandwiches and then fell in love.
I think it's
iffy.
Okay. All right, so group therapy. 502-795-1997. I think if you've been in this situation, and I know Chastity says there's no one has ever been in this situation, but I'm saying, like, if you've been in a situation where you guys were just friends and you decided, well, what could be the harm in this? And you cross that bridge, what happened next? Not necessarily the whole he's never been touched sort of thing, but I'm thinking maybe from the we were friends, then we became lovers, you know, type
and
of thing.
Then it got weird and the friendship was affected.
Right. So we'd love to hear your take on that. 502-795-1997. We'll take your calls and your stories on the way. 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. Chastity has a great guy friend who's 29, never been touched. He's not gay, just as awkward around women, can't get past this huge hurdle in his brain, so she's considering doing him a solid. Don't want anything to change between them.
She thinks it won't change, but she was just like, you know, all right, so is this like a one-time thing? Do we do it a lot? Yeah. Is this like a coaching program, or is it not a good idea?
Is it a coaching program?
I mean, that was suggested.
Yeah.
There are a couple of people that, they're either strongly against it, or they're like, okay, here's how you do that, though.
Yeah, so if it's more like a clinic as opposed to, you know, putting emotion into it, you're like, okay, this is what you do. This goes here.
It's clinical. Yeah. Sarah says, go for it as long as you set boundaries that you will remain friends. Teach him and coach him so he knows what he's doing. He will still be your best friend. But then Brandy's like, be careful. That could end up being dangerous, LOL. Tia's like, what if he's secretly in love with you?
Well, see, and that's what we were kind of getting at earlier is maybe there are some secret feelings between them that if they do cross that bridge, they will recognize in each other, and then maybe they could be a great relationship together. They're already friends.
That has happened. That's like a lot of people point out. This is literally like ripped from any rom-com script in Hollywood. Jared said, negative ghostwriter.
Sandwiches can change everything.
Kim says, girl, just put it on him. Now, Melissa, you have experience with this?
I do, but it's not the... Okay, so it's not the same situation. I have a best friend. He's a guy. I dated him for 2 years. We are now best friends. But I cannot even bring up the subject of dating a guy or anything like that because he becomes instantly awkward. I don't know if it's because he doesn't know how to deal with it, but I would say don't cross that line because I've already had a best friend and not really crossed the line, but I already had a best friend and dated him before. So it's kind of similar to the same, but don't cross the line. All it's going to do is make your friendship awkward and it's going to make it weird. And, you know, with your best friend, you want to tell him all your new experiences, what you're going through. But I can't even cross that threshold with him, like, at all.
Yeah, so you can't say, awkward. Oh, I met this great guy the other day. You know, he's we went like, out for
nope,
some drinks.
La, 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 la.
Yep, and that's exactly how he is. So I literally just experienced this. So don't do it. It's
okay.
It's going to make your situation awkward, and it's not worth the awkwardness and losing a friend.
But, Melissa, you do understand for our show... them crossing that bridge would be better, right? You do recognize that?
Oh, yes, maybe for yourself.
But it's better for her and her actual life relationship.
All right, all right, all right. Melissa, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Raven says, a couple years ago, I made sandwiches with a guy friend of over 5 years. Haven't spoken since, despite his attempts. He clearly didn't feel weird, but it gave me the friend ick. LOL.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to predict how you're going to feel after you cross that line. Like, you think that maybe, yeah, it's going to be fine, not going to be different.
Now, Jacqueline says, I have a friend where we just made the sandwiches. We were not attracted to each other in any type of way, which that sentence, I don't agree. You have some sort of attraction if you're going to do that. But anyways,
yes.
She says it was an open discussion we had about just fulfilling the needs of single people. So we kept hanging out as friends and then did that. And it never became awkward between us because we never developed any feelings.
Okay, but then that is a rare situation. I feel like when both of you then after 4 to 6 months, she said it lasted, that you just decide, okay, we're done with that.
Yeah.
Like both of you are going to decide that at the same time it's going to be fine.
Yeah. When does that happen in real, life?
I'm not sure. I feel like this can introduce some complications between the two.
Kelly, here's what I'm thinking.
Your official recommendation?
This weekend.
Oh my God.
Follow up with us Monday.
This weekend. Go ahead. I mean, make that happen.
Let's go
keep
ahead
it
and
clinical.
Let's go ahead and keep it clinical. Say this goes here, that goes there.
Classes in session.
And classes in set. Ooh.
Stop it! She's dressed up like a professor. Stop. Stop. I hate it.
when I introduce bad thoughts into your head.
We are opening up a can of things in my brain that are...
We don't need to go down this rabbit hole. I don't need the how-to.
Well, he clearly does. And this is where chastity comes in, as a good friend and a friend would. Now, here's... If she's confident that they're not going to lose the friendship, and he is thinking, okay, he's considering it, let's just see where the wind goes. Because I say that because a lot of times, good friends, if you're friends first,
that's a good basis for a solid relationship.
And I know you said I don't want to date him, but you never know now. So if you cross that bridge this weekend, then you never know. It could unlock some feelings that you have for one another that maybe you've repressed because you're like, no, he's my friend. No. And maybe it turns into something good.
Or you lay down, like you communicate.
Yes, laying down. Yes.
You establish.
Or you can stand up.
You establish rules. You communicate, your expectations, and make sure you're both on the same page. That's not going to change your relationship. Like from the very beginning, we need to back out of this now.
Or back into it.
Stop it! Oh my god! All right. Why are you not playing back that thing up?
So, chastity. I say, now this is just me. Kelly's on the fence with all this, but
I feel like it's not a good idea. I'm on the team of people that don't think this is a very wise choice. If you want to keep the relationship intact, I feel like things are going to change either way. Like they could change for the better. That could be great. Or they could change for the worse and you're just not going to know how that's going to pan out.
All right. So it's
risky.
Kelly is the voice of reason here.
Yes.
All right. Kelly is the voice of reason.
Right.
I say go for it. Punch that V card and do him a solid.
Great.
And let's just see where it goes from here. All right?
Okay. Well, Bethany's on your team. She says he's a blank slate. Perfect opportunity for you to teach him and mold him into your perfect guy.
All right. So there you go. Let's do it this weekend. All right. No pressure. then could you follow up with us sometime next week? Sometime next week, maybe. All right. You know, that'd be great. Maybe not Monday. Maybe it's too fresh Monday, but maybe like midweek, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, something like that next week. Can we check back in with you? See how it's all going?
I'm uncomfortable.
This is so weird. All right. Thank you, Chastity. I appreciate you. You rock. And
And I bet your friend appreciates you too.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you decide doing. All right. Regardless. Okay. That is group therapy. All right. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Beth calling us from J-Town. Hi, Beth.
Hey, you guys.
So Beth's got red hair, drives a minivan, is a therapist, is in a complicated relationship, two fun kids out of it, and takes our stupid facts of the day as facts and wows her friends with her knowledge. You know what?
Oh, boy.
I like that, Beth. I like that a lot.
That's a really fun stamp of approval. For us. I like that.
That helps give me ammo to Kelly whenever she says it's stupid and no one would ever want to know this knowledge.
Well, we named the bit stupid fact of the day. I'm just saying. There's a quality that goes along with that.
There is. And then when I asked Beth what it was.
I didn't even remember.
When I asked it, she was like, I don't remember. I was like, all right, that's great.
Once I spew the knowledge, it's out of my brain forever.
That's right. I tell one person, it's up to them at that point to remember.
It was probably something like farting or a tittle, right?
It could have been whatever.
Those two words that we discovered what they were?
Yes. Little kid or drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game all works.
So you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Are you ready, Beth?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
So I threw a flute at a drummer's head while he was in the middle of doing his drum solo.
Oh, no.
Oh. A flute.
I mean, he was a really good drummer.
How did she get access to the flute either way, as a kid or an adult?
Very true. That is, wow. You're right.
Unless it was a toy. Well, drunk adult.
Okay, wow. Okay, drunk adult.
See, in my mind, I'm thinking this is like a marching band situation maybe in school, but because I feel like that's the obvious answer, I'm going with you on drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, dang it! This is how I talk myself out of the right answer on tests all the time when I was a kid.
Little kid.
I was in a band when I was around 11. The drummer and I just didn't get along. Creative differences, I guess.
Creative differences in a band 11. When you're 11 years old. Oh my
God. I don't really remember what it was. And we had gotten into this big fight during one of our performances, and I decided I was still angry with him. So when he wasn't looking, I threw a flute right off his head, right in the middle of his drum solo. And listen, Derek, if you're out there, I'm sorry to this day. I didn't mean to. Like, I know we were just kids. It was just like a funny thing. Not in the moment, but, you know, looking back, like, oh my gosh. Crazy.
Derek, we're so sorry, Derek.
Oh, this is finally the apology Derek's been waiting for all these years. I mean, she's was like, this a true, like, behind the music story? I feel like this is a behind the music rock star.
Beth, were you ever in one of those, like, kid bands growing up?
Like, pots and pans when we were really little.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
See, my daughters had formed the Upside Down Sunglasses when they were in, I believe, sixth grade with a friend of theirs.
I'm shocked that that didn't take off.
Well, it lasted, sadly, about just a few months. And maybe it was creative differences.
It was probably creative differences. Someone decided, you know what? I'm going to try my sunglasses the right way.
The right way, and it just unraveled from there. All right. Anyways,
That's not who we are!
We're off track. Beth, you are 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one, Little Kid, Drunk Adult.
So I fell off a small cliff while trying to take a selfie with a hawk.
Oh, wow.
Trying to take a selfie with a hawk?
Yeah.
On a cliff?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult. Kelly?
Yeah.
All right, both of you saying
has to be.
Drunk adult.
It has to be.
I was actually a drunk adult.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
You got it. Yes. Drunk adult.
Wow.
Hawk selfies, small cliff, what happened?
I was in Colorado on a camping trip and got way too drunk while taking a hike. Not a super great combination.
Yeah.
And I saw what I thought was a hawk, and I tried to take a selfie with it, and I lost my balance, and I fell off a small cliff. And no, I didn't get the selfie, but yes, I was okay.
Okay, great. Because, I mean, you've read really horrible stories about that happening to people, losing their footing and whatnot, so thank goodness.
You got to get the selfie, though.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Hey, Beth, you got one right, you got one wrong. Let's wrap it up here. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I tripped on a rake and fell into a pile of horse manure.
Oh, how many showers? Oh, how many showers do you need?
And she fell into a pile of horse manure?
Yeah. Tripped on a rake.
That could go either way, too.
Yes,
yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. This is tough.
That's what she said.
Little kid?
All right, so you're saying little kid.
I'm getting drunk adult vibes with this one.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no!
I was a drunk adult. I don't like how you say adult, for sure.
My best friend's family has a farm, and I was invited to hang out with them one 4th of July weekend. They have a number of animals, and one of the nights after a day of heavy drinking, we were asked to make sure there was enough feed in the horse stalls. And as I was skipping my drunk down to the bar, I didn't see a rake that was in my path, and I tripped over it. That's when I went face first into a pile of horse manure.
Oh
my gosh.
And she's like, I hate farming.
Well, Beth, you know, I mean, you only got one right, but
good enough for us.
It's harder on the phone than it is in the car.
It always is. It's always much harder when you're in the hot seat, Beth. But you know what? We're going to hook you up anyways. All right. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You are so welcome. I'm going to put you on hold a quick sec. We'll get a little bit more information from you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Derek the drummer. Derek finally gets his apology. That's what I'm taking away from this.
Tweet from Kelsey, OMG. In the fifth grade, my little friends and I formed the Beach Treats and performed at recess. Hashtag rip Beach Treats. Long live the Beach Treats.
Dang it. I wish I would have seen one of those recess performances. They sound amazing.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Court is in session.
Yeah, I was going to say it's kind of a Ben and Kelly court here.
So John says, there's something I've done for years, and it's recently been brought to my attention. I may be an actual criminal.
All right.
Like a thief of lemonade. Let me explain.
Okay, please.
So you know how a lot of fast food joints where you pull your own beverage, like Subway, they have the lemonade and the water on the same spout? Well, I always ask for a cup for water, which is free, and then I get the lemonade. So yes, technically, I'm getting a free drink every time. My thought is I'm working the system. Like, why have both on the same spout if you want everyone to pay for lemonade? But my buddy, who is a super big rule follower, was kind of shocked when he saw me do it the other day when we were grabbing lunch together, and I think it legit changed his opinion of me. Like, I'm a horrible, habitual lemonade thief.
Mm.
So I come to you guys to judge me. Is what I'm doing wrong? And does anybody else do this?
John, yes. Yes, it's wrong. You're stealing. Did you buy lemonade? No.
No.
Are you getting lemonade? Yes.
Yes.
It's stealing. Sorry. That's how it is. I there was once in my very immature days that I did that like one time, and I felt guilty about it, and I went back up and I paid for it because it started as an accident where I was like, oh crap, you know, I got lemonade instead. And then I was like, well, I'm just going to go ahead and keep doing it. And then I started drinking and I was like, man, this just, it tastes dirty in my mouth. So
it tasted dirty in your mouth because of the deception.
Yeah, the deception. So I went up and I paid for a lemonade or I at least offered to pay for the lemonade. They were like, no, don't worry about it. And so,
See, then I feel like that's the green light.
No, still not a green light.
They said, don't worry about it.
Yeah, they were like, don't worry about it. It happens all the time. They said, don't worry about it.
Okay, but see, then John is going to hear that and be like, oh, they said it happens every time.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's right, John.
Okay. Elizabeth says, is inflation too high? Yes. Do CEOs need that much money? No. Steal that lemonade.
Elizabeth, we don't need you rolling in and undermining our authority here.
Well, Amber is rolling in saying you could be arrested for that.
Wait, arrested?
Really? Well, that seems
arrested?
A little harsh.
Okay. I don't know. What do you think, Kelly?
Oh, I'm on the fence with this one. This is a little bit of a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other shoulder. It just kind of depends. It's like, okay. I know I should. I always pay for the lemonade, and I get the lemonade.
I was going to say, if you want lemonade, it's a dollar?
Well, I always get the meal deal, which includes the drink. So I think, therefore, I don't really ever have to make the choice because I always make the choice to buy the meal deal. I need the chips and the drink.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could even get a small fountain beverage. And what are small fountain beverages? They're a dollar.
A lot of places that even have smalls anymore. It's either medium or large or like extra large.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying it's not a very large cost.
Justin says, okay, this brings up grazing. Trying grapes at the grocery, is that theft?
Well, if you buy the bushel of grapes.
Yes, then no.
Then
but
no.
If you don't buy them, then
but,
yeah.
But I do also stealing. Realize a lot of times they weigh grapes and they discover the cost or they give you the cost based on its weight. So technically you would be taking like a half an ounce off of that scale. It's not going to affect the price all that much, if at all. So I think if you are, you know, testing a grape to buy it. But if you continue to test grapes, I remember
you test half.
I was going to say, yeah. I remember my mom used to buy a box of like those vanilla crackers, the vanilla wafers, you know.
Oh yeah.
And she'd give them to me when I was young, when she'd go shopping.
Just keep you occupied so she could finish shopping.
And then she'd buy the empty box. Technically, that is stealing because I would have eaten them before purchasing them.
But she still paid for them.
But I'm saying technically, yes.
Well, if she had not paid for the box, then yes. Completely stolen.
Right, right. But I'm saying that's a technicality. She never intended not to, you know, to walk out of the store without paying for him.
Yeah.
She always intended, okay, this is a way to keep Ben, you know, occupied so he doesn't get his grubby little fingers all over everything, knock over stuff, cause mayhem and bedlam in the aisles of the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. You should probably pay for the drink. Just get the meal deal.
Yeah.
That way you don't feel like you're paying for the drink. It's just included. Maybe that's the way to get around it for John's brain.
Text that says, hey, I work security at Meijer, and we stopped people for shoplifting for both instances.
Ooh.
For grazing at the grocery store.
See, they're watching.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Be on high alert.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just say, I'm going to say, as Ben, if Ben were the judge, I'm saying you're guilty, John. Sorry.
Okay, so we're telling him don't do that anymore.
Well, I'm telling him that. Kelly seems like she's still on the fence with it. But.
I'm just saying, if you don't want to feel like you're paying for the drink, get the meal deal.
Okay, there you go.
And it's included.
It's all right,
a bundle.
John, hopefully that helps you out. Now it's time for a little church confession time.
Oh.
What do you technically do that you know is wrong, but you do it anyway? Now, Let's not go illegal with this.
That's right. Let's not get the police on the phone with us wanting to talk to you after the show.
Right,
it's not
right,
what we're
exactly.
looking to do.
I don't want to sit here and talk to the police and go, look, I don't know. There were a caller on our phone. I mean, we've got
this
caller
is not
ID.
Not Crime Busters right
no,
here.
No, but who technically is doing something wrong, but you just can't stop.
Like taking some office supplies home or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Shouldn't?
Maybe, yeah. 502-795-1997. Time to go to church.
Confessional time.
Yeah. So John freely admitted that he takes lemonade when he asks for a water at the self-serve soda station.
He says it's working the system because they're on the same spout. Why would they put them on the same spout if they didn't want people to do that? Jessica says it's literally stealing. If I knew someone who had done that a time or two, I might let it go. But if I had a friend who did that all the time, it would definitely change my opinion of them. It's if the rules don't apply to me mentality that bothers me.
Yep.
Because then what else would they apply that logic to?
Yep. I mean, technically, I will admit, I speed.
Oh.
I go over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Susie's right there with you. She's admitting that.
I do not follow the speed limit very closely, very often. If there are police within the sound of my voice, know that I'm trying to quit, and I have paid several, probably at this point, thousands of dollars to the county.
donated to the county to repent,
if you will.
And if you see a white Honda Accord, just look away.
Yeah, just look away. Just don't even worry about it. You know what? Both hands on the steering wheel.
He's going to get there safely. It's going to be fine.
Another listener, Kristen, she writes, Q-tips in her ears. Knows it's wrong.
I mean, why else do they make them, though?
Listen, if it's wrong, why does it feel so right?
It does feel so good.
I know, because you're not supposed to, push the wax, because it pushes the wax into your ear by doing that.
But turns out, when you put that in there, it's like, oh, I didn't know how itchy my ear was, but that feels really good.
I mean, it feels so good.
It's almost euphoric.
I was going to use another word. Begins with an O.
Okay. All right. I like my word better. My word is safer and still means the same thing.
Does it, though?
It does.
Ashley says, I take a few extra Kroger bags home at self-checkout. Use them when I scoop the cat's litter box. LOL.
Oh, well, okay. But a lot of times that just happens on accident because they just stick together and, like, you don't even realize it till you get out to the... I was like, I didn't need that many bags, but they just stuck together.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Another, what do you technically do that you know is wrong, but you do it anyways? It's confessional. another listener, laugh at serious situations.
Oh. I do that all the time, too. It's like, I know I shouldn't be laughing at this funeral, but I am.
But I'm awkward, and I don't know what to do, and I'm just going to giggle about it.
Another, I love picking my nose.
Ew.
I really do. I look forward to it a few times a day.
Look forward to it? Oh, that's not the same category as the Q-tip.
You guys are getting a little too loose with us this morning.
It is a little personal, but
you get a little too loose.
I mean, we're going back to the fountain drinks at the restaurants. Andrew says, if I bought a fountain drink and then I kept the cup because free refills tomorrow,
you know,
and bring back the cup the next day.
Listen, that's bad. Like, I know.
I feel like there is an unwritten fine print maybe somewhere that says same visit refills. Now, I'll say this. There's like a gas station that has the big foam cups, and my mom has like a healthy collection of foam cups that she goes and gets. I guess they have the policy where they get you can have anytime free refills. Mm. And so she keeps a collection of foam cups for that when she's traveling on the road, all the things, because she likes the nugget ice there at the gas station fountains way better than anything else.
Another listener, I lock my kids out of the bedroom so I can...
Oh. Well, you probably...
You know what?
...should lock them out. No one needs to see that, especially the kids.
They gotta learn, oh, Kelly.
Lasting effects. That can lead scars.
They gotta learn.
Mental scars.
They gotta learn.
No. No. No.
Okay. Just a couple more here. Things you technically do that you know is wrong... I pee in the shower instead of the toilet when I'm not taking a shower.
What? What? That is only legal when the water is on.
Oh my
God. Wash it down. What is happening?
You know what?
What? happening?
I would be a complete liar if I say that in my life I haven't done that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Isn't the toilet right there?
Yes.
It's right there.
Don't worry about it, Kelly.
It's right there.
Don't worry about it.
I understand. You're not multitasking in that case. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's called living life and having fun.
It's having fun peeing in the shower when it's not... What if somebody
takes a shower
right after you?
Well,
no,
then the water...
because I'm not stepping on a pee floor.
No, Kelly... Who gets in the shower and then turns the water on? Only complete psychos do that. You turn the water on first.
But what if you can't reach it? Like in our shower downstairs, you have to get in the shower because there's like a glass half wall and you can't move the door. You have to go in and turn it on. You kind of stand off to the side and make sure that it could shoot it towards the wall until it gets warm enough. But oh my gosh, no, I can't step on a pee floor.
Jennifer says, listen to the type of people Ben attracts.
You know what? Hey, you're all welcome here. You're all welcome here. Everyone's welcome here. It's 99.7 DJX. I'm going to go ahead and close this confessional because it's just getting a little weird, all right?
It's getting dicey. Let's end it.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. And let's give away $2,000 today, shall we?
Got a little marker on the show sheet. Like, now we give a keyword.
And here it is.
That's how we know.
Grass.
Grass, G-R-A-S-S, enter grass on the website, WDJX.com. That's it. That's it. It could unlock $2,000.
Yes, unlocking it at WDJX.com. You, not $1 million.
No, close though.
You're going in that direction.
$2,000, get you there.
I want to turn this into just a little guessing game for you, all right?
A little guessing game?
Okay. Yeah. There's a guy named Gary Phillips.
Hey, Gary.
He has a YouTube channel that has... thousands of subscribers.
Okay.
It's called The Manualist, right? So what he does is he makes fart noises with his hands, and he...
Sounds like magical content. I can see how he has so many subscribers.
He plays these songs using just the noise that he makes using his hands.
And he's
now,
masterful
at it. I can't do it. Can you?
No.
Can you do it under your arm? Like,
no,
you know the kids
that
can do that? Yeah, no, I can't do that either.
That's not among my talents.
What are your talents? Can we go down
there? I don't have a lot.
All right. So I'm going to now it might be pretty easy for you to guess just because he does lightly play the song underneath. So you might be able to hear a little bit of the song.
Okay.
But regardless.
So you think that's going
to
help me?
I think it is going to help you. Okay. Yes. Yes. All right. So try to guess what song Gary is
performing
using his hands.
Fart noises. That's Bruno Mars. Yes,
you're
that
on,
one.
You're on the right track. Yes. What, you have the title? Do you want a little bit more?
Yeah, good.
I'll tell you, the best part about these videos, and we'll tweet it out, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show so you can see it, is that he is sitting on a couch, it's dimly lit, and he has no expression on his face.
It's just deadpan.
Yes.
Wow, that is pretty impressive.
Isn't he good? Isn't he good?
I hate that I'm saying it's really good.
Yes. Uptown Funk. There dumb. It is. There it is.
Uptown Funk. That was the name of the song.
Uptown Funk. Like he
amazing.
Is, he has a talent, and I don't know when it was that he discovered he had that talent. But
it's like the world needs to see it.
But the world needs to see it. But then he decided, you know what? I'm going to make a YouTube channel, and thousands of people will flock to him.
That's amazing. Does he have another popular song?
All of them are like rock songs. Oh, so that was
the only one in our wheelhouse.
That's yeah. I mean, they're all like classic rock songs, like Led Zeppelin,
Does he
Rush,
have Nickelback.
No, not oh, no Nickelback.
Dang it.
He even covers Queen and things like that.
Send some requests.
Oh,
yeah.
You want to send?
Let's send him a little DM.
Send him some.
So we're gonna need some boy bands and Nickelback.
Well, here, I'll give you some examples of what he does.
Okay.
Queen, Love of My Life. He has Led Zeppelin, All of My Love. Okay. Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll.
Oh, that's...
You want to listen to that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, let's do that one.
All right.
That's a little bit more recognizable.
All right.
The pitch,
yes.
And that is what is so impressive
yes.
to me. That's impressive.
What about, do you remember that old song from the original Top Gun, Extreme, More Than Words?
Oh, yes.
Wasn't
That's
that
an
what
amazing
that was?
Song.
Wait, was that from Top Gun?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're wondering what's happening right now. It's we're rolling through Gary Phillips. He's a master at creating fart noises with his hands, and he has discovered
but they're melodic.
Yes, he's discovered he can make them in the tune of certain songs. This is Extreme, More Than Words.
Just
I mean,
ridiculous,
but still.
Yeah.
I mean, that one.
That's masterful.
Has to be Matt. That is fantastic.
Talent.
it really
I
is.
I mean, it's really, when you have a talent like that, you have a duty.
You have to display it.
You have a duty yep. to display it to yep. the world.
That's right. All right. So you can see that at Ben and Kelly Show. From time to time, we like to look at some examples of everyday fails that will make you feel better about yourself and, quite frankly, your life.
I mean, what better way to feel better than
looking at people who are living their life badly or bad things happening to them.
Yeah, from the website F My Life. Like, today I had to convince my 28-year-old boyfriend to take down his booger wall.
What? Who has that, even if you're a kid?
Okay, listen, Kelly, you've obviously never been into a men's restroom where...
No, I haven't.
At the urinal.
No.
I'm going to say in most restrooms, thankfully not in our new building, but definitely when we were downtown in our old studios.
Really?
Oh, Kelly, there were clingers right there.
No. Wow.
At the urinal. Because
no.
What do guys do with their other hand?
Oh, come on now. Come on now. There's toilet paper right there. Wrap it around your finger and take care of business.
Kelly, again, this is at the urinal. There isn't toilet paper right there.
Oh, you're right. Oh, but still. Wait until you're done and then reach into the stall, get some toilet paper, take care of the booger business. What's the matter with you?
Mm-hmm. Another one. Today, my husband and I ran into his high school girlfriend at the mall. We were catching up, and my husband told her that we have a daughter together. She asked what our daughter's name was, but my husband hesitated and tried to change the subject. So
I
told her it was Juniper.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, that happened to be his ex's name.
Oh, my God.
By the way, does
that... That's how she found out their daughter was named after his ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. Is there anyone who has named their kid after someone, but they can't tell their partner why they came up with the name?
Didn't Adam Levine pull that one?
Did he?
I think so. When all that was kind of, all that scandal was kind of hitting the news, reach out to a girl? No. Oh. He was kind of, there was a girl he was supposedly talking to on the side, and he like was going to name his son after her. Because she had one of those names that could go either way. Don't know what that happened.
Yeah, I can confidently say that I have never dated an Isabella, a Sophia, or a Zoe. So all three of my daughters are free and clear.
Okay, good. Good news. I bet they're relieved to hear that too.
Right. Right. Another one from F My Life. Little examples of everyday fails that'll just make you feel better about yourself. Like today, taking a soak in the tub with my essential oils. Husband walks in, proceeds to take the most foul-smelling deuce ever.
Oh.
Essential oils didn't stand a chance.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no.
The house also had four other bathrooms.
Come on, man. But she's taking a relaxing bath, and that's where you need to do you couldn't pick another bathroom?
Obviously, he felt very attached. And wanted to just keep
company.
He's
like, oh, it smells good in there. I want to get me some of that aroma. What? That is the rudest ever.
Oh,
that's so rude.
Shoot. A couple more. Today, I finally confronted my boyfriend and asked him if he was cheating on me.
Oh.
He got flustered and said, technically, I'm cheating with you, not on you.
That's how she found out she was the other woman?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shoot. By the way, we did get a text from a listener who said, my ex's name is Joseph. My husband's name is Joseph. And if we have a son someday, it'll be Joseph also. So.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Just I think keep that it all in the family. Yep. Love it. Love it. Yeah, so today I was feeling really good about going to the gym for the first time. That was until I got so worn out from my warm-up on the treadmill that I just had to stop and throw up.
Oh, my gosh! We're throwing up after the warm-up? Oh, that's not boding well right. For the rest of the workout. Bless their heart.
And now, Angela, I'm assuming she's texting in. She's like, I'm a nurse, and that is still by far one of the top most disgusting things I've ever heard. I don't know if I don't know if you're talking about the booger wall, maybe.
Well, probably. Oh, she says boogers. Yes, booger wall. Yep. Yep.
So again, little examples of everyday fails that'll just make your life feel a little better.
Oh, Becky says, I have an ex-boyfriend from back in the day that I haven't seen in years. He has two daughters.
One has my first name. One has my maiden name.
Oh, look at that.
What?
You had an impression.
Yeah, you did. You left your mark.
I will say that one of my wife's ex-boyfriend, actually two of my wife's ex-boyfriends, one of them married an Elizabeth, who looks like she did. And the other married a woman who also has very similar traits.
They broke the mold with her.
I guess they did.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. So there you go. That's from F My Life. We haven't done this in a long time, but a kind of ask us anything segment, all right? Where
okay.
If there's been any sort of burning question or just a random question that pops into your head about either the show or Kelly or myself, feel free to ask it to us, all right? At Ben and Kelly Show, or you can always text it or call 502-795-1997.
We did put this up on Facebook. Do you want to dive through some of those?
Yeah, sure. We can do this real quick.
Okay, so... Well, Amy Sue Ellen said, what are your favorite books? My initial thought was, I don't read. And then I remembered, I have read a couple books.
Yeah.
Colleen Hoover's Ugly Love and Verity.
Yeah, so I
very good.
I like the Dan Brown books. Well, I can't think of any of them, but anyways, Dan Brown books.
Simon, he writes good books.
Yeah, Simon Sinek is another author I like to read. The Time Traveler's Wife, you know, it's been made into a series and a movie. Those pale in comparison to the actual book. The book is fantastic. And then if we want to go to like a children's book, one of my favorite children's books is I Want My Hat Back. That's by Alan Smithy.
Oh, I love the crayons quitting.
Yep.
Those books.
Valerie says, who is your favorite celebrity? She asked that as well. Raina also wants to know
that
what our favorite celebrity that we've met.
Yes.
That we've met. And I will say, like, we've been blessed to be in a position where we get a chance to interact with several of, you know, the pop stars and comedians and things like that. Kevin Hart is one that comes to mind. One of my favorite interviews that we've ever done on the show. Kevin Hart. Chris Martin from Coldplay was one. Ed Sheeran, so down to earth, so accessible.
Yes. I just added that to my answer. Ed Sheeran, when he performed for us in our conference room, was just lovely.
Yeah. And look, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, those two. I mean, you know, some of these huge celebrities have staying power and have longevity for a reason, you know?
Yes.
Yes, their music is popular, but beyond that, they're just, they know, they get it, you know?
Yes. And Charlie Puth also is.
Yeah, he was really good too.
Has always been lovely, but I had a great, like, 30-minute in-person conversation, like, at a bar. This was, like, Derby Week years ago with Jim Caviezel, who was Jesus in The Passion of the Christ and most recently in The Sound of Freedom, which amazing movie. If you haven't yet seen it, go see that one. And then, of course, on the phone, I talked to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I did talk to Ryan Reynolds. He was engaged to Alanis Morissette back then, but he promised we were going to move to Utah and he'd marry us both. And then that didn't happen for either.
Amy asks, how do you prep for the show and how much time do you spend a week prepping? Well, one of the things that we do, I never think, okay, this is the time that I prep. I mean, there is a, you know, I get in the morning at like 4 a.m. and you know, we kind of go through a lot of the stories and segments that we're going to plan out before the show actually starts, because we want to at least know what we're going to be doing to not waste your time, you know, because we enjoy that you listen and we understand that you don't want. You want us to have our stuff together, right? So
yes, but we kind of never stop.
Yeah, prepping. I was going to say that was my whole point. Is like, you know, everything can be a segment or something. So we're always just, we have our brains open and we're always accepting of ideas of like, oh, okay, that could be something that we could take to the show and things like that. So
yeah, like, you know, we have friends in the radio industry. Mm-hmm. We kind of talk, we can get inspired by some of the things that work for them. I'll scroll on Facebook. A lot of times I'll find the feel-good stories on things that pop up, you know, on my Facebook feed. And we have lots of different sources where we can grab things, and we share a document that both of us can access at any time of the day, and we can add stuff to it so we can see what each other has put in there. And then, you know, yeah, we have the same, you know, show prep services, and we kind of look at the things, and we know each other's brain well enough to where I know what he's going to pick, and he knows what I'm going to, we kind of just naturally agree on everything that's going to make the show.
So that makes it nice.
Steven says, what are your zodiac signs? I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Libra.
Ben, what's your most favorite phone tap? Oh, probably... I wish we had this still, but we don't. One of my favorite phone taps was when I phone tapped you, Kelly, when you were getting married. And I
before we were working together
It was. But I phone tapped her, and it was, I screwed everything up with your reception after your wedding. And
you called me in the middle of your rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
Where we were trying to find a missing cake at the moment. So there was already a little bit of a crisis going. And then you're sitting there telling me that there's a completely different menu on tap for the reception the next day.
Yeah.
I had a moment and I said, here, talk to my mother.
Yeah, I know.
I think I handed you off to my mom.
Yep. And then
I couldn't.
I had
in
a little
moment.
Chat with Diane there, so it was good. All right, so yeah, we'll take some more of your Ask Us Anything at Ben and Kelly Show or 795-1997, 795-1997. Little Ask Us Anything, taking your questions that maybe you want to have answers to. Want to get to Bethany's. What's the most awkward story about being propositioned or hit on by a fan or listener?
Oh.
So I was thinking about this. And I was like, okay. So this does involve a listener. But
this is back in your night show days?
This doesn't involve when I was on DJX. This involves another radio station that I used to work at. But there was... Oh gosh, now there's more coming to mind. But here's the story I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So I did a night show. I it was like an evening show where I got off at midnight. And so I would then maybe finish up some stuff at work, or I would go, and I kind of worked in a college town at the time. Me and a couple friends from the radio station, we'd go to one of the bars and something like that, maybe have a couple beers and then whatever, go home. So there was someone at work who was like, hey, we're having a party a little later on tonight. You should stop by after you get off work. So I was like, yeah, okay. And so I go, and I've told this story to my wife a bunch of times too, so FYI.
Okay, you're not going to get in trouble.
No. So I go, and she was there with a listener, and I walk in, and there's a bunch of candles lit. And I kind of look around, and I'm like, where's the party?
Is this a private party?
I know. I was like, what did I... And
wait,
so,
hit the song. There's some music in the background.
Yeah, so I walk in, and there's a bunch of candles, and it was kind of dark, and like mood lighting and all that. And they're okay. Like, hey, you know, like they hand me a beer. And so I was like, oh, hey, hi, you know. And so I was kind of drinking the beer, kind of looking around going, is there, like, did
here,
I miss something?
Have a beer or
like,
five.
Like, do you have a, are we having a party?
Yes.
And then when I realized it was just me, I was like, I got to go.
I'm tired.
I had a rough day at work.
I'll get on down the road.
I'm just going to have to... skedaddle here, you know how it is, you know, and all this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean that was kind of awkward because you know then I had to work with this person for the.
Oh.
You know, so
did
just,
you acknowledge after that?
Nope.
We just don't talk about.
Nope.
We
just
don't
talk
about that.
We don't talk about that. So
all
yeah,
right.
That was probably one of the more awkward times that I've been propositioned or hit on by a fan or listener.
I was never really overtly hit on, except for we did years ago have a contest on
win a date with you.
Win a date with me. And the winner that the audience chose, we went to this movie, Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. It's always years ago. And there wasn't a lot of talking, you know, so, but the, like one of the runner ups, we had some mutual friends. And so I ended up going out with him a couple of times. So there's a moment where we were kissing, and then he was kind of like, can't believe I'm kissing Kid A Kid.
Oh, that's so cringe and awkward.
A little weird.
That is a little weird and awkward.
Like,
all right.
so we didn't date much after that.
No, 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 no. All right, well, this is fun. One last one from Missy. If your boss is reading this, we love the OG local radio morning host. Thank you. Appreciate that, Missy. Ever think about bringing back the Wheel of Dares?
No, Missy, thank
yes,
you. Moving
actually,
on.
Actually, we should consider that for sure, bringing back the Wheel of Dares.
Missy, that is good. Number.
That is good. All right, well, hey, thank you. Maybe we'll do this again sometime, the Ask Us Anything here portion of the show on 99.7 DJX.